T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the other side of the planet, there's always turmoil. Ed Terzansky is a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, former intelligence officer, Bush administration advisor, and he joins us now. I wanted to start with this discussion of peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan. I can't believe I'm the only person that just has a visceral negative reaction to that.
No, John, you're not. And I have to say, there's one former military officer in particular who has what I would call a pretty significant impact on the Trump administration's policies. The president has paid attention to this man. His name is Jack Keane. Mm-hmm. Army general, very experienced, and Jack Keane has said in unambiguous terms, this is a great mistake. It's being done very poorly. And I'd summarize it by saying, if you want something badly, you'll get it the way you want it.
Yeah.
You'll get it badly. And it's a mess because it gives the Taliban exactly what they had wanted. The U.S. will pull out completely. There will be no residual force to keep them honest. And it'll be a great propaganda victory. And in 6 months' time, you'll hardly be able to tell that we were ever there in the first place.
Yeah, they're going to go right back to the way they were behaving, which drew the attention of the world in the first place. What's this conversation about how the Taliban says that they will work out a way to respect women's rights? Does anybody believe that?
Well, I don't know. I'll say this much. President Trump is intent on keeping a promise. And for anyone who I think is being honest, if Barack Obama had done this and you were not an Obama fan,
right,
you'd be all over him. Trump is doing the same thing. In this case, he's Donald Obama. It's just leaving for the sake of leaving, saying we wash our hands of it. We can't have any impact. And as you referenced, John, on 9/11, here's how 9/11 got to be 9/11. Al-Qaeda needed a safe haven. They went to Afghanistan and found kindred souls in the Taliban.
Right.
The day
right.
before 9/11, Al-Qaeda helped the Taliban by killing a man, a tribal leader by the name of Ahmad Shah Massoud, mm-hmm. who was our guy against the Soviets. He was the guy we were backing. He led something called the Northern Alliance. Al-Qaeda whacked him. The Taliban said, great, you can stay here. They pulled off 9/11. Mm-hmm. We went after them for reasons we still don't know why today. We didn't quite finish the job. And we've
Well, that's our
this...
pattern, isn't it? As a nation,
sure
the last 40
is.
Or 50 years, that's our pattern.
Yep, and we had this long, protracted, frustrating engagement in Afghanistan. I understand why Trump wants out. It's very similar for the reasons Obama wanted out. He figured, we're never going to fix this. The next guy to die will be a tragedy because in the end, we're going to leave anyway. Mm-hmm. That's the way Obama thought. This is what Trump's thinking. With that said, the bad things that the Taliban are doing will not be contained within their borders.
Yeah.
Already, ISIS pulled off a major bombing last week in Kabul just to send the message, hey, thanks a lot. We know where we're going to be headquartered. there's not a chance in the world the Taliban are going to get rid of ISIS. They are on the precipice of winning something they've wanted for a very long time.
Well, to be candid, Ed, this was one of the few reasons that I had reservations about supporting Donald Trump back when he was a candidate for the Republican nomination, was I felt like the guy's weak in international affairs. And I'm puzzled by the mindset, you know, especially if you get up to the 50,000 foot level and you look at this history where the United States gets involved in military action and then we don't have the will politically and culturally to stick it out. Why we're not learning our lesson that it comes back on us 1,000 times worse in the long run, and we still have to deal with the mess that was there in the first place.
Yeah, history repeating itself. First, is when it happens first, it's tragedy. The second time, it's farce. Mm-hmm. To your point about Donald Trump, his supporters will say that he has a simple approach to foreign policy, which is intelligent in its own way. So the situation with the Chinese, for example, he's pushed back in ways really no American president has in the last quarter century. And we've needed that.
Right.
He gets top marks for that.
Right.
In terms of this, it's not simple. It's simplistic. It's this notion that if we just go away, we won't have to pay the price anymore and the problem will go away. Well, it won't. And the next time we pay the price, it'll be compounded, and we're going to hate ourselves because we'll say we were there, we had the opportunity to fix this. And his formulation that I could have won this in an hour, but I would have had to kill tens of millions of people, well, that's not accurate. But at the same time, this prolonged dance that we've had, mm-hmm. where we have these green-on-blue attacks, and that is an Afghan whom we have been helping, who said he was part of the government, winds up shooting
one of our people
in the back.
Yeah.
The reason that happens is because the people on the ground get the sense that we are inching toward the exits.
And they're going to be left there. They've got to establish their street cred.
If you're going to be a survivor, you're going to have to make do for whatever misstep you made in the past, and you kill a Western troop.
Yeah. And the message is going out. Our allies know they can't count on us. Our enemies know that we cannot sustain something more than a few years, that we're just not all in on this.
I don't know from whom the president is taking any direction here. Mm-hmm. If there's a virtue to be found in it, I suppose it's to say that he sticks to his own gut and his own mind, but I cannot imagine that either Mike Pompeo or John Bolton
are on board with this.
No,
I'm sure of that.
Not a chance.
Bolton especially, yeah. I mean, I think we're doing, I guess I'm going to vote for Donald Trump again in 2020, but I tell you, there are a few things that are happening that we're going to pay for down the line, and I think you don't have to be a fortune teller to see that. Ed Terzansky, former Bush administration foreign policy advisor and now with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Always appreciate you joining us. Thanks, Ed.
John, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.